saying hello today to Karen Murphy, although not to be confused with, well, our councillor Karen Murphy, and we're at Murphy's Pharmacy on York Street in Beenleigh. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thanks, Jody. Yourself?
I'm doing well. It's nice that the sun's out. It's definitely cooling down, but that's actually the reason I've come to have a chat to you, because you're a part of Wokota International Beenleigh. How long have you been a member?
Oh, since 1996, and it's just gone in a flash.
It does go so fast, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. It's when you're doing so much service work and you're doing so much good in the community, you know, just time just flies.
Well, I'm actually happy because I've come here to the pharmacy because I wanted to find the drop-off point, because we've got beanies that we're being asked to knit at the moment, and I actually have a couple of them. Didn't do them myself, and in fact the busiest person in our building did do them, just whipped up a couple last night, so I've got those to hand over. What are the beanies for?
Okay, we're going to donate these beanies to Nightlight to assist the local homeless. So it's coming into really cold weather at the moment, as we all know, and beanies are always very much appreciated.
I have to say, when I got up this morning, it was cold. I can't even imagine what it's like to be sleeping out in the streets. I mean, homeless doesn't always mean that they're sleeping in the street, but still, it's cold. And beanies, great idea.
Yes, well, last year, actually, put a call out for socks, chocks and beanies. As I said to Jody, it was only the beanies that were knitted, not the other two. But, so we like to support locally in the community. So with Nightlight, we will do that. We donate Marlowe, coffee, biscuits, tea and sugar, things like that. Actually, only just last week, one of our lovely customers just walked in with $50 and said, here, could you buy some Marlowe and coffee to send down to Nightlight? So it's beautiful how the community responds to these call-outs.
Yeah, and a nice warm drink makes all the difference. So it's not just the beanies we're asking for, although that is our focal point today, but other things too?
Oh, yes. Actually, last year we had people that knitted also knee rugs. Knee rugs, blankets at this time of year are really, really important as well. So if you've got surplus of items, then we take them down to Nightlight and they go to really good use.
Now, I think it's wonderful that you've got the pharmacy and that we can drop off items here. Is it okay to bring all those tinned items and also the blankets and everything here? We're not going to clutter up the pharmacy.
You probably will, but it doesn't matter. Look, we've been a recognised drop-off point for years, just because of my long-standing association with Quota Beenleigh, and we're happy to help in the community. We are what you would call a community pharmacy. So last year we collected beanies for preemie babies. Oh, we collected cards that the card makers then created, other cards to send out as thank you cards in the community. You name it, we collected. We collected dresses, little girls' material to make little girls' dresses that went to children in an orphanage.
That's wonderful.
So we just, I guess you could say we're the best recyclers. All products go to good use.
And honestly, recycling is so important in this world that we're living in, and it's lovely to see more and more people actually adopting the art of recycling, shall we say, whether it be with furniture or with clothing. So, yeah, this is wonderful. So if anyone wants to find out anything more about what Quota International Beenleigh actually do, what can they do, Karen?
Well, they can like us on the Facebook page, which is just Quota International of Beenleigh. You could give me a call on 0409 746 301 or have a look at our Quota Beenleigh website, which is quotabeenleigh.org.au.
Like anything, if you Google it, you'll find it.
Yes, that's indeed the case. And we welcome inquiries. We also welcome, this is another little thing, each Christmas we do what's called the Gift of Giving, where we have four nights, the Friday and Saturday night, the second Friday and Saturday night of December, and the third out at Windaroo in Kaiser Drive, where we have hundreds of Christmas presents for free. And the trouble is we need to collect these items. So they could be new or nearly new items that could be used for children, that could be given to parents or grandparents. And so people can come along and choose two gifts, maximum of two, and they must be a gift that's given to somebody else. So it teaches the children the gift of giving. and they might choose something for their grandma and something for their sister. Yeah.
No, that's beautiful. But I would like to ask in reference to that, obviously you would take donations for that all year through. Mm-hmm. Do we ask that they don't wrap the gift so that you can actually like allot them to the correct age groups and things like that?
Yes, they're never ever wrapped. Basically, we have a double garage and it's just packed full of items, and we have a team of wrappers there, and the children or the parents come in and they choose their two gifts, and then we sit there and wrap them for like 3 hours on each of those nights. And we look up at 9 o'clock and go, oh my gosh, okay, it's 9 o'clock, let's pull the doors down.
Beautiful. So they actually get to have a look at the gift they're choosing, and then it can get wrapped up for them. And that is such a beautiful thing. And yeah, and the gift of giving, I don't know about you, but I'm actually someone that gets more joy out of actually giving something to someone and seeing that I've done a good job with my gift than receiving.
Yes. Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. And we have great community support. I can remember Mayor Pam Parker when I was rapping with her one night, and I gave her the big teddy bear to wrap, because I said, all the children with square presents, bring them up here. The rest go in Pam Parker's list. But and we have Bert Van Manen, our federal member, always comes along and wraps as well. So many of our councillors, they're just absolutely wonderful to get behind this each year.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. And Christmas will be here before we know it, Garen. Mm-hmm. But one thing, back to the beanies.
Yes.
We're after beanies. We're nearly at the end of June. There is a deadline.
We would like them by the end of June, but having said that, if somebody gets, you know, this is the 10th of July and they're still knitting beanies, we will do a second drop, and we will do a third drop if we have to. Like last year, we were doing 100 beanies for Premier Babies at the Martyr. We did our first batch in May, and we had so many come through that we ended up doing three different drops. So they got 480 beanies in the end. They were just so gratefully received, because when we did our first drop in May, nobody knits over summer. So they were nearly out of beanies for the babies. And they was just so pleased that Quota came to the rescue.
Nice. Well, it's wonderful. So if anyone wants to help out, there's a few ways that you can do it. And if you're a little lost, we've got Karen's number. We'll put it on the website as well. Plus, you can also jump on the Facebook page, Quota International of Beanley. Karen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jodie. It's been a pleasure.